listening to Undercountry Music with Neil Smith. Digging under the surface, finding the underground country music, news, and interviews, and bringing them to you.
Hello, my little cowpokes. And welcome to Undercountry Music. It's episode 167, and I point that out for nothing more than my own damn ego. I'm Neil Smith, your lovely show host, coming to you from high atop my podcasting broadcasting tower overlooking beautiful and sensuous Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Strike up the banjos and listen to me. Gather around that old Undercountry Music podcasting campfire, and we're going to see what we might be able to pick and grin today. This is the place where you will hear independent and lesser known country artists that aren't playing the same BS you hear on the radio. And that alone makes it awesome. Oh, but wait, there's more. There is more. In the middle of the show, I round up the week in country music news. Got some good stuff for you this week. And then towards the end of it, we pit two independent country artists face to face in the Octagon of Death, otherwise known as the Undercountry Music 1-2 Song Punch. And then at the end, I'm going to play one of my own songs because, damn it, it's my show and I can do that. So, I have a crazy-ass week this week. And right now, it's going on almost 2 weeks since I put out the last episode of this show, and I'm deeply sorry for that, but I have to make hay while the sun shines, hey? The good Lord's been providing. And I have a photo booth job on Wednesday, DJing a corporate event on Thursday, DJing a 5K to fight cystic fibrosis early Saturday morning, as in I need to roll up at 5 a.m., and then DJing an adult birthday party. Adult meaning that it'll be adults there, not adult as in naked people, you know, bumping uglies, you know. Well, although I've DJed one of those in the past, and let's just say that ain't going to happen again. You know, it's a strange sensation DJing behind a plastic sheet while baby oil and body fluids fly at you. Anyway, that'll be my Saturday night. The weather reports were showing a bit of rain for this week for the Middle Tennessee area, but they appear to be clearing off, which could make things go a whole lot smoother. Yay, thank you, God. All right, so about things going on with Undercountry Music right now. Now, one thing on my radar screen right now is that Spotify, you know, the place where Taylor Swift won't put her music, it's starting to introduce podcasts to their offerings, but currently they're only running major corporate productions with, I mean, they're planning to only, well, that's what they've announced. They're only going to like ABC, CBS, NPR, and stuff like that. With only one exception, podcasters who use a syndication platform called Libsyn, which anybody can go and buy hosting on Libsyn and get in there. Which I currently do not use because it costs money, and I have figured out free ways to get my sound files hosted for this show, but I figured at some point I'd probably have to start paying for my file hosting, like the audio you're hearing right now. And, well, Libsyn's a great and trusted platform, so this may be my push to stop being such a cheap bastard, as my mother likes to call me, and take the plunge and spend a couple bucks. Because you know what? If I'm not going to spend any money on myself, how can I expect anyone else to spend money on myself? Anyway, yeah, I already blew an opportunity last month to get this show on 1,000 radio stations because I wasn't able to commit to keeping my potty mouth in control. They didn't want to allow even television acceptable cursing. I mean, honestly, it's something I really should stop doing regardless, especially with how involved I've been getting with my church lately and how I'm really going to need to step up in that arena. You know, and, you know, if the kids at the church hear my show and, you know, hear me saying damn, ass, crap, bitch, F, and bull S, well, that's not real likely to convey the love of Christ, is it? Huh? But anyway, probably about to pony up for Libsyn and working on getting my effing potty mouth under control, but not before I bring you our first artist of this show, bitch. It's the female trio Southern Halo and their song, Little White Dress. Let's trash that dress right now here on Under Country Music, episode 167. I'm Neil Smith.
When the bells are ringing on my wedding day, I can hear my daddy say, bear true like gold. When the choir is singing, here comes the bride, I can see my mama cry, she loves me so. Oh, first, I wanna see the world first. I want a really long kiss from a really hot guy. Then I wanna taste really good wine. Wanna go to a penthouse party. Wanna fly on a private jet. Wanna do a little nightclub dancing. Stay out to the sunset. Need a little fun before I see your face. I don't know that you're the one. When I meet you at that place. When I meet you at that place. I'll meet you there where the bells are. Better be ready for me. Daddy says I'm a handful. I'm just a little bit wild and free. Fun before I see your face. I don't know that you're the one. When I meet you at that place. When I meet you at that place. I'll meet you there where the bells are.
That was Southern Halo with Little White Dress. You know, I don't do a lot of love and relationship songs here. It's actually, I really don't know. And that one really wasn't one. She's saying she's not ready yet for the Little White Dress. I had to slip that in because you may or may not know that as my real living, I am a wedding DJ. And it's what I do. And this is my big season right now. So even though I don't have a wedding, I have four other kinds of events, which is really odd. You know, about 75% of my business is weddings, and that's what I do. Now, wrap your brain around that. That's kind of a scary thought. You hear, you know, kind of the way I am at your wedding. Well, you know, I'm actually much more dignified and under control and elegant at weddings. And this show is kind of where I unleash the beast. You know what I mean? Anyway, speaking of beast, when my beast unleashes, it makes headlines, baby. And this week is no different because it is time for the Under Country Music News! The Under Country Music News is the portion of the show where I go on to the legendary robot god, Google, and I type in the three little words that all robot overlords love to hear. Country Music News! And whatever websites show up on the front page of Google for that search term, I go on to each and every one, and I find the actual real and true, as my five-year-old son Evan likes to say, country music news stories. I dig past the fluff. I dig past the human interest stuff. I dig past the press releases, and I get you the authentic country music news of the past week. All right? And if I go onto one of these websites and they're not doing their job in reporting any country music news, I give them the dreaded Under Country Music News Wet Belch of the Week. Sounds something like this. I had some tortellini and salmon my lovely wife Michelle made this evening, and I thank her very much for it. She rocked it. Okay? So anyway, let's get into it here. Over at CMT. Okay. You may have heard some brouhaha about this whole dust up here. This big time hotshot radio programmer, he's like in charge of programming something like 300 stations. Keith Hill, he's been in the business like a million years. And he decided to start running his mouth lately about women in country music. Basically saying the male country artists are the lettuce in his industry's salad, meaning radio. And females are the tomatoes. Now, it might not be the greatest analogy, but what he's basically saying is that the magic formula to keep mainstream country listeners listening the longest, which is what his job is to play males at a pretty much 5-to-1 ratio, which is kind of what ladies have been complaining about in the world of country music over the past couple of years. Well, his statements have caused a major uproar amongst female artists like Martina McBride, Miranda Lambert, and Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland, who are crying foul and saying it's total BS, and Mr. Hill is a chauvinist, D-bag, and Mr. Hill says he's getting tons of hate mail. But you know what? We'll get into more about this a little later. But anyway, CMT writer Allison Bonaguro caught up with Mr. Hill and asked him to expand a bit on his statements. And you can read a laundry list of quips from her conversation with him over at CMT. You know, honestly, a list of quips without the context of how the questions were asked or how they were framed or the context of the conversation seems a little bit like a hit list piece to me. You know, a hit piece to me. After reading his quips, though, I can't imagine the context mattered a whole lot because, he's like 4 foot. He's like 4 foot down, in a grave. And, you know, somebody's got to pull the shovel out of this man's hands because he just keeps digging himself deeper. Anyway, it's a very entertaining read and really sad, too. But anyway, you know what? This guy, he might be abrasive and, all full of himself, but I have to imagine as long as he's been in the business, as much as we may not like what he's saying, and I don't like what he's saying, okay? I think it's a fair question to ask ourselves, how much of it is actually true? You know, that we as country music listeners, well, I don't really listen to mainstream radio. I will say the mainstream country listener by and large prefers mainly males with female artists just kind of sprinkled in. I will say the only two modern country artists I'm enjoying much from these days in the more mainstream are both women, Miranda Lambert and Kacey Musgraves, although Kacey doesn't really get a lot of airplay. And she's had enormous success, despite that. Now, I think the rest of the ladies I'm hearing, they sound like sappy, melancholy pop artists to me. And, as for the guys, I don't really hear any modern mainstream country artists I'm digging, and this bro country stuff is just horrible. So, you know, I'm seeing two classes of terrible artists, and two sexes of terrible artists, and, you know, the one that gets the least airplay is complaining that they don't get as much attention for their terrible music as the other sex does. And they've got a legitimate gripe, but still, at the end of the day, you know, pretty much they're all making terrible music, so they can all just go jump off a cliff for all I care. You know, somebody please wake me up when somebody somewhere makes good country music again. You'll find me in the Americana aisle until that time. In further news over at CMT, a man who is reportedly a food vendor at a Trace Adkins concert on May 23rd, 2015 in Huntsville, Tennessee, allegedly got into a fight with a patron, totally snapped, flipped his wig, and started driving his SUV through the crowd of people. I think this was out in the parking lot, you know, and killed a guy. Not the guy he was fighting. I think he hit like a bunch of people and one guy died. Now, his SUV was brought to a stop when another extremely brave person rammed that SUV with their own Jeep, which gave security just enough time to tackle this guy and keep him down. Ladies and gentlemen, heroes do still walk amongst us. We're gonna get on over to Taste of Country now. Garth Brooks has been forced to cancel his upcoming tour dates in Tampa, Florida, due to the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team making the Stanley Cup Finals, meaning they take precedence over the concert for use of the stadium, which has a lot of Garth fans saying, effing ice holes. Now you see why I can't be on some stations. All right, there's an article over there asking at Taste of Country, asking the question about whether Kacey Musgraves is too country for country music. And that's why she doesn't get that much airplay, despite her being insanely popular right now. Well, apparently, Kacey has committed the crime of having some originality and writing good songs. I don't personally think she's too country for country music. I think she's too country for country radio. And apparently, as successful as she is getting without much support from mainstream country radio, it's not really seeming to matter in her case. Rock on, Kacey. As far as the women being shunned in country music angle goes, there's another article over at Taste of Country where Brian Phillips, head of CMT, is talking about how we need to not be bound by these silly formulas, as Keith Hill uses, because history has shown us that routinely some new thing will come along that will turn it all on its head, and then that will become the new thing and the new norm which the formula will be based around. So it's silly to be shunning the ladies, and I think he's got a good point there. What I found a whole lot more interesting than that, however, is a video that appears embedded below this article, where Billy Dukes, writer over there at Taste of Country, confronts himself about his own opinions that he's been holding about this whole issue of women in country music and, you know, whether they're just being, you know, lousy sports and just whiny, or if they've got a legitimate gripe. And he asked the question, how many women in country music not named Taylor, Carrie, or Miranda, in my opinion, two of those don't make country music and have never made much country music, have had number one hits in the past 10 years? The answer? 9. That's right, less than 1 per year when you take those 3 ladies out of the picture. So, is the male chauvinist pig on Music Row keeping the ladies down? Is it us as a society? Or is it a combination of both? Billy Dukes makes some really amazing observations in this video. And I encourage heading over to Taste of Country and having a watch. It's only 2.5 minutes long, and it's well worth it, and rather eye-opening. Right, we're going to hobble on over to Country Weekly, where they have a live video of Toby Keith performing the first single from his upcoming album, 35 Mile Per Hour Town. Man, this song, it's great! And it actually says something. Now, Toby is looking a little slower these days, but man, what a great artist he is. Great songwriter. Oh, man. Well worth it. Go check it out. Anyway, over at TheBoot.com, they have the video for the new Montgomery Gentry song, Folks Like Us. And it's a whole bunch of country cliches jammed into a couple of minutes. You know, these guys, they've got a few really great songs, you know. And I really, really wanted to like this tune. I just don't. It's like someone went down a country music checklist, filled in all the boxes, and then said, here's a song. That's really what it felt like to me. Come on. Right. Also, the duo Halfway to Hazard has reunited. Yeah, that's about it. Okay. Okay, Country Standard Time. Let's check in with them and see what they got. They have got the Under Country Music News. Wet Belch of the Week, because they got nothing zippity-doo-da-zippity. A nothing. Zip, dingo, bobbity, abu, pa, bupkis. Except now they got the wet belch. Step up your game, Country Standard Time. Right, over at the 615, which is a subsection of Billboard.com. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Kroll are teaming up for a new album. I scanned through the article trying to find the name of the album or anything interesting at all about it and what they're doing now, and the entire blurb was just these two shooting the S with the journalist and not really talking about what they're currently doing. You know, a lot of, you know, good old days kind of talk stuff. But still, if you're into those two and you love some Emmylou and some Rodney, hey, go check it out. Whatever. And Shania Twain clarifies her announcement that she is currently on her farewell tour. And she clarified it, meaning that she's not retiring. She just wants to spend more time in the studio making new recordings and have that be her main focus, because she has not focused on that for a while. And she's apparently got tons of new material all taking up space in her brain. And, you know, she got to make room in there. You know, just pretty soon all these songs are going to go to her midriff. And, you know, and if she can't expose her midriff for pictures, you know, if she's got it all bloated with songs, you know, that's a, she's done for. Because, I mean, you know, like, she's the singing midriff lady. Naked midriff. Oh, how, remember that was scandal. Remember in the 90s how scandalous that was? That Shania Twain was showing her belly button? Wow! How far have we come? Alright. Anyway, Shania says she's going to be making music until she dies. Okay. So, when Shania Twain dies, are they going to, like, cut a section out of the middle of the casket? To leave her midriff exposed. Oh, I'm having too much fun here today. Let's spoil that fun and get over to Rolling Stone Country. Because they got... Yeah, I can't really muster up another good belch right now. But anyway, they got another Under Country Music News Wet Belch of the Week. And this has been your Under Country Music News! And that is how we do it up in here, y'all. All right. I'm fighting mad after that. It angers me more than some radio programmer who thinks he's hot stuff. What angers me more is not being able to get my belch on at will. There was a time I could do the entire alphabet and belch. I could belch exhaling and inhaling. I could belch going both ways. Oh, the glory days. I'm getting old. I'm losing a step here. I don't even know why you bother with me anymore out there in podcasty land. Anyway, since I'm so damn mad right now, why don't we get into the violent portion of this show? This is the Under Country Music 1-2 Song Punch. And this is where we take two innocent, independent country music acts and we beat them like pit bulls and we make them mean. And then we take them to a pit bull fighting ring and we let them go at each other until only one's left standing. And this week over in the red corner, we got Jerry Schmidt. That's right, Jerry Schmidt. Yeah, no Schmidt, Sherlock. He's got a song called With a Bottle and a Can. That sounds like some back alley street fighting man kind of stuff there. Oh, there's that one for Rolling Stone Country, by the way. Okay. Anyway, and then over in the blue corner, we got JB and the Moonshine Band. And they got a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. This is going to be nasty, people. A nasty, effing, knockdown, drag-out, hair-pulling, teeth-kicking fight. We're going to start in the red corner with Jerry Schmidt with a bottle and a can. This is the Under Country Music 1-2 Song Punch.
I came home late last night with beer and whiskey on my breath. I stumbled down our hallway through the darkness to our bed. I didn't intend to wake you, 'cause I knew that you'd be mad. But to my surprise, I found you there, waiting instead. You know I've watched you go and drank yourself insane. I've watched you lose your pride and push your friends away. Shed more tears than you'll ever know, and I've seen more than I can stand. I just can't watch you kill yourself with a bottle and a can. You said this is the last time. We can't go on like this. You've broken every promise you've made that you'd quit. I love you, dear, and I always will. And I hope you understand. But I just can't watch you lose yourself with a bottle and a can. So no, I've watched you go and drink yourself insane. I've watched you lose your pride and push your friends away. You know I've shed more tears than you'll ever know, and I've seen more than I can stand. I just can't watch you kill yourself with a bottle. Can't watch you kill yourself with a bottle and a can.
And that was Jerry Schmidt with a bottle and a can. Kicking butt here. Kicking ass. Taking names here on the Undercountry Music 1-2 Song Punch. But now, in the blue corner, it's JB and the Moonshine Band's turn. And, well, we're going to see if it was a smart strategy to bring a bottle and a can to a shotgun, rifle, and 45 fight. I don't know. Bottle and can. I don't know. Maybe he could throw them. You know, I've seen lots of kung fu movies. And, you know, those guys never have guns. And they're kicking all kinds of butt. Now, has Jackie Chan ever lost a frickin' fight in the movies? No, well, I mean, Drunken Master. Okay, the first fight, he lost that. And, well, no, he was hammered. Actually, he won, didn't he? Yeah, he won while he was hammered. Anyway, where was I going with all this? Oh, yeah, Kung Fu. I saw this, like, 30-minute short movie, The Greatest Thing Ever, on YouTube. And it's called Kung Fury. It's like an 80s send-up of kung fu movies and video games. And oh, it's just the most awesome thing. It's freaking hilarious. You got to go over there and watch this thing. Not for the kiddos, though. There's lots of foul language, but it is just... Oh, it is the greatest movie of all time, pretty much. And it's only 30 minutes long, the way it should be. Anyway... Where were we? Yes, we were in the Octagon of Death. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, Kung Fury, Octagon of Death. I'm back here. I'm tracking once again. Blue Corner, JB and the Moonshine Band, shotgun, rifle, and a 45. Then we'll come back, take it to the judges, and see who is the only one walking out of the Octagon of Death this week here on the Undercountry Music 1-2 Song Punch.
Just watch more TV, 'cause we keep flipping through these days.
No, but they sure are trying, aren't they? That's JB and the Moonshine Band, shotgun rifle in a 45. And we're going to take it to the judges now to see if Jerry Schmidt with a bottle and a can kicked the can of JB and the Moonshine Band. Judges, what do you say? Judge number one scores the match. 15-3, Jerry Schmidt with a bottle and a can. Judge number two scores the match. 15-15. JB and the Moonshine Band. That made absolutely no sense. That means they tied. No. Anyway, judge number three scores it 16-14. Jerry Schmidt with a bottle and a can. And this week, Jerry Schmidt walks out of the octagon of death victorious! Now, why? Why did I score it the way I scored it? Honestly, I don't frickin' know. They were both good songs. You know, JB and the Moonshine Band's got a lot of ink and well-known and everything. I'd never heard of the Jerry Schmidt guy, and they're a toss-up. I figured, what the heck? Jerry Schmidt, on a whim. That's right. I gave it to Jerry Schmidt on a whim. That's what I did. Anyway, I'm going to get into the wrap-up laundry list here. And let you know that if you're listening to this show right now and you have no idea how you got to be listening to this show, but you'd like to subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, well, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and look for, do a search for Under Country Music Podcast in the podcast section, where finer podcasts and podcast accessories are sold. It'll come right up. There'll be a subscribe button. Won't cost you a damn dime. Just click it or tick it. Another way, also on, your Stitcher Smart Radio. If you like Stitcher, are there too. Okay, also just go to undercountrymusic.com and you can listen to it on the website, or if you want to just like grab the RSS feed and put it into whatever podcasting program you like, you can grab it there and subscribe that way if you're all smarty pants like that. All right, well, I'm getting the heck on out of it. Oh, yeah. If you got a country music act that you'd like to have played over here, you know, if you are a member or managing or whatever the heck, just send me an email with a link to the website of the artist or band. If the artist or band does not have a website, don't send me anything. Do your damn job. Get them a website. You can do it for free these days. There are ways. Okay? Get a website. Then send me a link to somewhere on the internet where I can click something and listen to what the hell you do. And you will email that link, not the files, to me at undercountry@neil-smith.com. That's undercountry@neil-smith.com. I will have a listen to it. If it sucks, I won't play it. I don't do love songs, by the way. If it sounds overly industry friendly, I'm not going to screw with it. You know, let's better have something in there that's original and catchy, whatever. Funny, surfing with piranhas, something. I don't know. Make it original, make it funny, whatever. You know, it's got to have something. Anyway, I guess that's all I got here. I got a photo booth to put together and test. So I'm going to get on that right now, and I'm going to leave you with one of my songs. This song is called 40. I'll see you next time. I thank you so, so much for spending your time with me. I know there is many other things that you could and probably should be doing, but I just want to let you know I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Stay under, stay country.
got some friends who live the high life. They all wear suits and laugh at my coveralls and dial up AAA each time they get up flat. But I never go nowhere without my toolbox, lug wrench, spare, and jack. We all live in the city and we got each other's backs. They taught me how to play 18 holes and I learned about a horse and tack. They celebrate their birthdays with chilled champagne and just don't understand how I turned 40 with a 40 in my hand. They eat sushi for a snack. I like fried bologna, that's a fact. And I'm a high school dropout, bet you find that hard to believe. But I hold me a diploma of a different kind from the Hard Knocks University. And we all get together on Friday nights, just us boys and the wives. They pick the opera, I pick the Opry when it's my picking time. We always have a good old night on the town, but they still don't understand how come at 40 I still like cold 40 in my hand. I like to chug an old English 800 in my shed. And they warn me that King Cobra'll strike me dead. I could shoot a cold 45 straight down my throat. And open my gate and watch me go parade on a slit small liquor bowl. And my friends are getting tired of designated driving, and we can't quite figure out how I'm surviving. Is my liver made of steel? Well, I'll be damned. Even though I'm 40, I still like a cold 40. Even though I'm 40, I still like a cold 40 in my hand.
Been listening to Under Country Music with Neil Smith. Please visit undercountrymusic.com to listen, subscribe, and share. Thanks for listening.